Welcome to the second hour, first edition here on WEAA 88.9. I'm your host, Sean Yeo. Later on in the hour, we'll be joined by Lamont Summers, Assistant Professor of Media Law and Ethics here at Morgan State University, talking about a lot of stuff in his media report, including the Thursday night fight coming up, Fox News GOP debate, Donald Trump taking front and center on that. That's all coming up in the second segment of first edition. But first, we are joined on this Wellness Wednesday by Cynthia Miss Pretty Gooding of the Serenity Wellness Studio and Fashion Spa House. Welcome.
Hello.
And I want to say welcome to the good brother also. Katoris Gooding is in the studio as well.
Mr. Pretty.
Mr. Pretty. That's Mr. Pretty. And I want to say publicly on the air, happy anniversary to the Goodings.
Thank you.
Great couple, great people. Happy anniversary. I would sing, but I can't sing. I'm not going to do that to y'all. So you had an interesting interaction, Cynthia, with a coworker who basically just said, why don't you stop playing?
Right. Just when stop, you stop eating playing. Like that?
What's wrong with you? Pig feeding never hurt nobody.
Right. Won't you wake up and realize you need it in your life? And she was almost drop dead serious. And funny, I haven't said her name, so I can say this. She just had an incident where she blacked out while ironing her clothes. I said, well, that sounds cardiac. And sure enough, she went and got an echocardiogram. She had some clogged up issues. Now, you would have thought she would have took some of our cucumber salad and embraced it. But sometimes I wonder what makes it click for people. She smokes. She doesn't eat well, and she want to know when I'm going to stop eating like that.
That's breathtaking, actually. Mm-hmm. Literally breathtaking, I guess. That's something. I don't want to get in too much into psychoanalysis because that's not my field. But, I mean, that's something beyond, you know, that's something seemingly mental almost that, you know, that to speak to. Her suggesting to you that what you're doing as far as your lifestyle is somehow you tripping because it's not the norm, I guess, is her position.
I guess so. And, you know, even when we talk about financial wealth, I was watching the preview for Generation One, the movie. Oh, my God, you definitely got to go see
that. What is
that? It's about the financial, I'm going to say, situation of African-Americans.
Oh, boy.
And one of the points that he made, Deborah Owens is featured on that, by the way. Yes.
Oh, outstanding.
But one of the points that he made, and this fits for wellness, you have to almost do the opposite of what your peers are doing. And when you eat in excess and spend in excess, you really put your wellness at stake because everyone knows overeating is not good and everyone knows that they shouldn't eat this and that. But I don't think just hearing it will help. I think it just becomes rhetoric. So the dialogue that I would like to have today is, we all know what's right, right? What is impeding giving your wellness a soul? And I say soul because when something has a soul, there's accountability for it and to it. There is behavior and agendas and plans to make sure it's well, right? Because it's a living thing. We've given it a soul. What is impeding you from giving your wellness a life? Every day I wake up with plans to be well, spiritually, mentally, physically, every day. Some people like every day, yes. So what are the challenges? So we know we got peer pressure. We know we got media. But when you have that one-on-one talk with that person in the mirror, what are you saying back to the failure?
That's a great question. And I would encourage people to get into the conversation. 410-319-8888 is the number, of course, on this Wellness Wednesday. That's a powerful statement, though. To take your wellness journey to a level where you're literally imbuing it with life. And instead of it being this thing kind of like you put on and off the shelf, take off the shelf, put it on the shelf. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to do my wellness today. Mm-hmm. And then put it on the shelf. Well, I'm not doing my wellness
now. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
Right. It's
your life.
It's a lifestyle, right.
Mm. And I would say, Cynthia, that what the thing that I have taken from our conversations over these months is that it's not just a day by day choice. It's an hour by hour choice. Mm-hmm. It's a moment by moment choice.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I decided I felt hungry, mm-hmm. so I wanted to go in on mm-hmm. something, you know, a major meal. I said, you know what, I'm gonna do sushi instead.
Yep.
You know,
and you made it.
Yeah, I made it. But that was the choice.
Right.
I made it, and I'm gonna go. And the next choice I will make, I will have in mind doing something good for me, as opposed to doing something expedient for me. You know, Katoris, I'm gonna ask you on the fitness end of it. You talked about the fact that you take a lot of your clients. You work with them, and their body weight go out to the park. Chin-ups, push-ups, running, all of that, which is an extraordinary workout for a lot of people. But again, the choices that they make, because it's not an easy thing to embrace that.
Mm, right.
And when you're dealing with people who have been living decidedly in a different way for a long time, getting them out there in the heat, because it's been blazing hot.
Yes.
It's. I mean, that must be a task, man. Speak to that a little bit.
Well, it's about the mindset, and when you decide to make a lifestyle change, like you said, it's a constant decision, moment by moment.
Mm.
Because especially when you have so many poor habits,
mm.
and the poor habits are repetitive, you do it without even thinking.
Mm.
Before you know it, you got the candy bar in your hand, or you got the soft drink in your hand, and it wasn't a conscious decision. But when you become aware of it, you got to sit it down.
Yeah,
you got to go back to your why. Why did I want to make this lifestyle change?
Mm.
And then you start to reflect on that, and that should motivate you. And sometimes you got to call a friend. Sometimes you got to call your coach, your trainer. Sometimes you got to call somebody with some good sense and say, hey, I'm having a moment. I'm getting weak. It's like AA.
I was getting ready to say, you pulled it right out of my mouth. It's like Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. You need a sponsor.
A sponsor.
Right.
Yeah.
You
literally
need a sponsor. You need to surround yourself with people of like mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. I mean, you know, I think that speaks to what your wife just spoke to, in fact, as far as imbuing wellness with energy, with mm-hmm. life, as opposed to it being a thing
right.
outside of yourself, mm-hmm. because it's not.
It's not. Yeah, you do have to breathe life into it, because then it becomes an accountability thing, right? You have to answer to it. You have to answer for it. You have to develop a strategy to embrace it. And, oh, my God, I love chocolate and I love chips like a lot of people. So I have to do things like eat veggie chips or keep my desk filled with nuts or something, because I like crunchy and salty. I'm aware of that. I didn't change, but I did have to change the way I dealt with what I was going through.
So again, how do we want to phrase this? What keeps people from taking your wellness journey
mm-hmm.
and infusing it with life, as opposed to letting it be an inanimate object, if you will, or a thing? Or something that you...
Or like a moment.
It's
definitely not a moment.
Because it is a fully embraceable lifestyle that we have. And again, we have to make choices...
Continuously,
moment by moment. Not just day in, day out, but moment by moment. 410-319-8888 if you have thoughts on that question. Because it's an important question. And it's one that could be a step... The step that, quite frankly, that a lot of people may need to take or figure out how to take in order to be more successful in this wellness journey. To be able to literally take that step, that further step in your evolution to make it something that you can fully embrace, as opposed to something that you dread.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's really the thing. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to mm-hmm. do that. Oh, man. Blah, blah. And when you look at it that way, and it's a chore, then, you know, who wants to do chores? I don't like washing dishes.
And how can I say this and not offend people? Oh, my goodness. So when you have whoever is perceived to set the tone, let's just say the fashion industry, And if one of your goals was to lose weight so that you can look better in your clothes. Mm-hmm. But then you have this shift in fashion that says, actually, 14 is the new woman's size, so it's okay. It's like, okay. So did we just say, okay, so it's one thing to be proud in your skin, right? It's one thing to embrace who you are fully. And even if you're going to get better, you still need to embrace and love where you are in the moment. But that don't mean throw a full-blown excuse party for, well, girl, you know they're making the clothes bigger now. Oh, my gosh. And I see that happen so much. Like, oh, we want to sell curvy chicks rock. You have morbidly obese people out here saying, well, you know curvy girls rock now. Well, you still can't breathe, though.
Yeah, and see, and that's that right there, and I know this firsthand. You know, my wife and her friends that run, the mm-hmm. Black Girls Run movement. They not no skinny girls.
Right.
My wife has curves.
Right. Nobody say waif is in.
No.
But
no,
healthy
no.
is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. she eats right. She runs. She works out. She does all. And she's pretty disciplined when it comes to all that stuff. But it ain't about no pencil thin stuff.
It's because, not. And I don't think wellness is size. Right?
Right.
We've discussed that several times.
Indeed.
And I don't know if some of the people think, well, I don't want to be skinny. Well, nobody said skinny.
No.
Like, we never said that. I don't think I will ever be skinny in anybody's book, but I'm healthy, you know? And I think one of the barriers is misconception. I think there's a misconception to what healthy looks like. It's definitely not no misconception to what it feels like. Because when you do better and you feel better, you really feel better. And it's not just mental. It's not just looking in the mirror saying, girl, you look good. No, you really, really, really feel good.
Indeed. Katoris, I want to ask you a question about supplements and what you how you advise your clients as far as, because there's all kinds of debates within the fitness industry, the nutrition industry, about certain things to use, which you shouldn't use. How do you advise generally? I guess, and I'm certain that every individual is different, obviously. But what generally how do you advise your clients as far as using supplements to help them through workouts or to do achieve the goals or that they want to achieve?
Well, that's a complex question.
Yeah,
because it has to be tailored to the individual.
Right.
I don't endorse a product right now, and a lot of trainers have a product that they're endorsing that they're selling.
Right.
And they recommend that to everybody. Everything doesn't fit everybody. So first they need to find out through their team, their healthcare team, their physician, their primary, mm-hmm. If they're seeing ortho or a chiropractor, what things are best for them. Because if they have inflammatory issues, some products will, you know, exacerbate that. So they need to look at, and it's always looking for natural, healthy produce. You know, like juice and detoxing, a tea. If you need some type of stimulant, if you need, it's a herb, it's a fruit, it's a vegetable
mm-hmm.
out there that can give you what you need.
Mm.
So, and a lot of people are looking for that magic pill.
Mm.
And I tell them, you know, you can't take a magic pill and sit at your desk all day and work and then leave from there and go home and sleep or stop at, you know, McNasty's or whoever, you know, somebody's drive through window, and then pop this magic pill in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night, and you're going to be in slimmer vision mode.
Right.
It doesn't happen like that. You have to work.
Well, no doubt. And even on the, maybe on a different end of the scale, you know, you have guys who have been lifting weights for a while and they want to be bigger, they want to be stronger. And, you know, they're searching for, I mean, there are guys that, you know, some guys cross the line and they'll do steroids.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's a lot of guys who just want to bump up against the line. Like, what can I get that, you know, that without going that length, what can I get to just get me juiced? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, yoked out. You know what I mean? That's what they just want to get jacked.
Right.
And they look, and I mean, especially younger cats. I mean, they will try anything and everything under the sun.
Yeah,
you know?
And without understanding the ramifications of it, you need to have somebody that is experienced in stacking. When you talked about powerlifting and bodybuilding and going into that mode, you can't just go off the infomercial.
Oh, Lord, no.
you know, have you read the label?
Son, you'll get hurt. Right. Son, you will get hurt, you know?
So it's a hard conversation to have with an individual, but it has to be transparent. You have to put a mirror in front of them and show them this is where you're at right now.
Right.
You know, if you want to do a super caffeinated pill or supplement to give you an energy boost to get you started, if you want to do this package brand of detox or protein to give you a boost to get you started, then understand that that's what it is. It's a boost.
Right.
It's not the whole program.
Right.
You can't continue to take it indefinitely because you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, people don't get, you know, there's this thing called cycling on and cycling off.
Right.
Yeah. you know.
I hear a lot of men say, well, I'm just going to start over by shredding. Well, that's what you're going to do, right? Get a little thinner before you're going to do all the cardio.
Yeah, get ripped up
pack back on. With,
and they're looking for the pill that's going to help them get ripped, and then the pill that's
going
to help them
get packed. Right. right. Oh, man.
So it's always a natural supplement called food, fruits, produce, herbs. Yeah. And find those recipes. You know, you may be taking it wrong. You may need to liquefy it. You know, you may need to take the ingredients and mix them with other things.
To make them more
well,
effective.
And I think that's part of the problem with people is that what they have to understand, and it was a lesson that was taught to me years ago, a cat named Rob at the Downtown Athletic Club, he said, there's a science to this.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to adhere to the science to get the results that you want. And people don't want to adhere to the science because it's not necessarily right in front of you. It's not easy. It's not instant.
Right.
Mm. You know,
they don't want to work.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and then with skin, I tell people all the time, oh, you look like you have nice skin. Well, I didn't start this yesterday. I didn't start what I'm doing to get the end result yesterday. And you can't take a piece of the information and then add your own spice to it and then take this piece out and then expect the same results. It's not hard, but you have to do it correctly. And I think sometimes wellness, healthy, those kind of words just shut people down because they're like, well, I just never been good at that because you didn't follow it, right? And you didn't follow it to the T of what someone said. And if you get tired, that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then you have that, what the girl told me, what she called it, a crash day? I forget what she called it.
Cheat day.
If you have a moment, not a whole day, and then you just get back on track, that's normal too. Nobody is doing this perfection thing because nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. But you're never going to get better than where you are right now if you don't do something different. Every little bit counts. If you just drink one less soda a day, if you smoke one less cigarette a day, if you take a half an hour break away from social media to just listen to your heartbeat, all the little things add up and they count. But if you don't do anything different, yeah, you're not going to get different. And a lot of times it gets worse and worse and worse.
Oh, of course, because we get older and older and older.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's no secret. I mm-hmm. mean, you know, that is a reality that we all face. Lord knows.
You hear him say that? I'm not doing nothing different. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And it's showing, right?
And nobody's perfect.
No, I mean, and I think that part of the equation, or part of this equation, is giving ourselves, forgiving ourselves when we fall off.
Yeah, it's okay because you don't pull the old side of the road, and I mm-hmm. have too. But when I see the girl running down the street and she's looking like I want to look, fit and toned and not out of breath, I'm like, yep, because she's running them. I'm in the car driving. There's a distinct difference in us right now. And you can't not acknowledge that. You can't compare yourself to the person who eats four times as much as you and never gains weight and you do, or the person who's always on social media and then never stressing at it. Everybody's wellness is different, right? And your why is different and your motivation is different. But something has to happen.
There has to be an igniter in your head and in your spirit to get you to get on that path. And it's interesting. We talk about different subjects during this segment all the time, but it always seems to come back around to
mindset.
Right. It's your head. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you know, and Katoris, I would say even again, when you start talking about that working out process, speaking for myself, if I'm doing a 90-minute workout, there's gonna be moments in that workout where I'm like, you know what, I just don't feel like doing this.
Right.
Yeah, but there has to be something inside of you that
stronger than that moment.
Yeah, and unpack that a little bit for people about that ability to push through that wall, because it's. The gorilla's gonna come with the sofa and hand it to you, and you gotta fake him out.
One of my favorite quotes is from Smoking Joe Frazier, and he said, "Champions aren't made in the ring; they're recognized there." Mm. And he went on to say that when the lights come on and the action start, you're down to your reflexes. So basically, saying that when you practice a thing, it becomes second nature.
Sure.
So you're down to your reflexes. He's not in the ring thinking, well, I'm going to shoot the jab, the uppercut. It's just happening. It's flowing. Right. Because he practiced every day. And when I translate that into my mindset on a daily basis, I practice making healthy decisions, healthy choices for me. And it's not always about food. Because if you look at the food you eat and how you're feeling when you're eating it, then you can get down to the root of it, of why you're eating it. So then you get into the psychology of your poor choices. You know, it could be an activating event that made you feel that way, and this is your out. You know, it could be a memory abuse. It could be a many things.
That's exactly true.
But the mind manifests, whether it's a negative thought or a positive thought. When that time comes, that feeling comes, you have to learn how to cope with that reality.
With that feeling, mm-hmm. right.
Because if it happened to you when you were two, it's real. It's a reality. Now that you're 30, you need to learn how to cope with it, how to deal with it, how to acknowledge it, respect it, but still stay on your path. Still be strong enough to make that right decision, knowing that if you continue to make healthy choices, that it will become second nature, and it's going to be a time where you're not even going to have to think about it.
Yep.
Beautiful thoughts, beautiful words, brother. Beautiful advice. Mm-hmm. The Goodings, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming through. We appreciate having the tag team in the studio. That's
I like that one.
I'm going to have to record that and use that for myself. Those were important words. Cynthia Miss Pretty Gooding, the Serenity Wellness Studio and Fashion Spa House. Thank you, Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
Katoris Gooding, thank you, brother.
Opening up his new Healthy Evolution Studio, where we're going to do group and personal training.
You got to come back. Talk about that, bro.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Thank you all both. I appreciate you.
All right.
When we come back, Lamont Summers is going to be back with his media report. Stay tuned. You're listening to First Edition.